This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on. It's a busy, busy day here. We're reading Grievance Number 1, Chapter 2. Shocking. I know that the totalitarians are right in the middle of their overthrow of this country, by the way. Come on, guys. This is in our nation's history, we've never had this happen. That's because the totalitarians are here. You know, this plan is not just something, well, Donald Trump got elected. This whole COVID virus thing. It's been a whole series of years and events that, you know, listen, did you really think that they're going to stop when Donald Trump got elected? No. But they know they're in trouble with Donald Trump there. And they know a second term of Donald Trump is going to put an end to them. And, of course, they're pulling out all the stops. And, of course, the biggest one is the fallacy that's going on right now with the COVID virus. Especially out here in California. Isn't that shocking that California really doesn't have a lot of, you know, deaths from the COVID virus? Even though what they're doing is saying to everyone, yes, there's a lot of deaths in California. Every day there's a lot of people who die. And everybody, of course, has got the virus. That means, shockingly, if they've got the virus, then that means they died from the virus, right? They may have gotten in a car crash, but by the way, it's very limiting because everybody's not driving their cars around. And by the way, where are all the trucks? You know, we talked yesterday about some of these meatpacking companies, but also I talked again to my trucker friends who are out on the road. I know they're listening right now, and those that are out on the road who are listening right now, and I would say there's very few, some say are 70 to 75% down in terms of truck traffic on highways today. I want you to think about that. This is not, everybody says, the first thing people say, well, we got to get those truck drivers back again. They can't be unemployed. All right. Well, see, you didn't get it. if you have that kind of thought process, you know, you're thinking of they're unemployed, they're hurting the unemployed. Okay, listen, they have to have something to transport. That calls up supply chain, doesn't it? Oh, supply chain. Yeah, you know, producers produce things, they bring them to market, and they find their way into trucks, and the trucks transport. We're a trucking company country. We love our truckers. We are a trucking company or country, and they need to have product to ship and to transport. Okay, now that's a problem if there's no product to ship or transport, isn't it? Now, if we are closing down all these different meatpacking companies throughout the United States right now because of the COVID virus business, which is no different than the flu, by the way, we're finding out the hysteria is just gone. Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you, I mentioned this earlier, we're going to cover it in this hour, the Erickson video, right? The two doctors from Kern County, YouTube took it down last night. I think they got just a little bit too much of the Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham thing at night. That's what I think. They got just a little bit, way too much of that. Because Tucker Carlson covered it and had him on the show. Laura Ingraham had him on the show. And Tucker Carlson, you know, was great with it. We'll play that. Guess what? After that, during the Laura Ingraham show, they took the video down off YouTube. It violated their policies, you know. They're doing everything with the World Health Organization. They're not... Listen, as far as YouTube is concerned, you have no constitutional rights. And I know they're a private company, right? They're a private company. And just like with television, Fox News, they're selective about who they put on. Right, very selective. And the mainstream media. They put on everybody who hates Donald Trump. Get it? So they can do that. And I know it's really difficult because you produce these things, you put them down, you lay down the soundtrack, you do all the fades in, fades out, all this other good stuff, transitions they call them. You do all that stuff because they get these computers and now you can do these kind of things and you can do it on your own. And you think, oh, I've got the Constitution. No, you don't, because this is the one world order here now, folks. Fauci's in charge. Little Fauci, the little fascist, is in charge. And Bick, what's her? Burke. Scarf woman, right? That is a fact, Jack. That is a fact. So here we go again. Yeah, so we're writing more grievances because out here in California, and again, keep in mind, I think it's a blessing that for whatever reason, I know I was in a meeting the other day, shocking, a meeting with a lot of people. There's a big meeting going on with a lot of people. And it was interesting because what happened was, I asked how many. I said, because I was lamenting this notion that out here in California, we were all sick starting actually in October. So I'm starting to find out now that I'm doing these surveys, you know. And we had over, I don't know, it's 60, 70 people in this room. Small room. We're all, excuse me, they were all snuggled up together. They were touching each other. Shocking. They were shaking hands, hugging and kissing and everything else. It was amazing. And then eating food together. Right. Yeah, people do that, you know. People were so happy to be bonding up with other people. You see, you need that, by the way. You know, the social isolation is isolation. And it does weird things to your brain. This is just like house arrest, isn't it? You're under arrest by the World Health Organization and United Nations and Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, they're the ones in charge now. They're the dictators. Unless you take it back. You know, Donald Trump's doing all the things he can do. And even Bill Barr is like going, wait, we can't have this stuff going on. And he's challenging local officials. Because you see, with the United Nations Agenda 21 process, it's think globally, act locally. So all the resources, basically, that the United Nations has put in to take and make this a communist takeover, what they've done is they've done what? They've worked on a local level all the way through. Regionalism. Now, we're going to play the Glenn Beck video. We did this yesterday, and some people asked for it again, so we're going to do it again. And in this video, it's the video with Rosa Corey. And with Rosa Corey behind the green mask, it's a classic. She's the reason for this radio show. She is the reason. She, after I interviewed her in 2010 or 11, I said, I got to start this show up, the Agenda 21 Radio, and we did it. The next opportunity on a Saturday. That was Thursday afternoon. We did a live show and then went to the live show again on Saturday for 2 hours. That was the beginning of Agenda 21 Radio. When we put this stuff out about this totalitarian mindset, the whole thing, and what was going on with regionalism, the heart and soul of the local takeover of your community, and why you have the local people doing what they're doing. That's why, you know, Bill Barr said, and the president, listen, the president is a federal president. He's not your governor. He's not your local people. And it's always these local people who come up with these crazy rules. And then they enforce them. They fine you. And it's all unconstitutional. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Something was afoot that you didn't agree with. What was it?
Well, I was really shocked to see that there was a planning revolution going on. And I, at first I thought it was just in the San Francisco Bay Area. But as I looked into it more fully, I found that it was all over the United States. And indeed, it's all over the world. This is a plan to consolidate populations into dense city centers so that they can be more easily managed, controlled, and surveilled. And of course, I was a district branch chief for the Department of Transportation, so I was having to value property for the state in order to acquire it for road projects. So in order to pay people fairly, you have to know what you can do with the property. And I was finding that you couldn't just go into a planning department and know what could be done with property because zoning simply didn't matter. In fact, all of the regional plans dictated that some new things were going to be required, some transit-oriented development, and who knew what that was? So it was really restrictive. And then as I got more involved, of course, we ended up suing our city to stop a huge redevelopment project. And when I looked behind that, it was at the same time that I was noting this revolution in land use. And I found United Nations Agenda 21.
Right. And you sued and you were locked in this lawsuit for a long time. And then I think it's Plan Bay Area is who you were suing. And they mm-hmm. changed the name and said, oh, well, we're not those people anymore. And so your lawsuit just fell through. And they said, well, you can file again under this, you know, if you want to sue this new organization. But it's the same thing, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we had two lawsuits. One was a local redevelopment project, and then the next one is the huge redevelopment. It's actually a reorganization of the entire San Francisco Bay Area. All nine counties and 101 cities are being regionalized. This is happening all over the world. This is what Agenda 21 is. This is the interim step to full globalization, is regionalization. And that's happening everywhere, all over the world. And that's why we sued to stop it. And of course, we unfortunately did not get a fair hearing. And they mooted the lawsuit and it's gone on. But we have made our pleadings available to everyone on our Stop Plan Bay Area website so that you can sue if you're not in a Ninth District Court state where you can actually have an opportunity to stop regionalization where you live.
Okay, so I'm concerned, and this really just my ears just perked up and the hair stood on the back of my neck when I heard on the news the other day that the United States government insisted if the airlines were going to get bailed out, not only did the airlines have to pay us back, but they also had to give the United States government a piece of that company. And I thought, we're in the airline business now? Since when is that a good idea? Right. I don't want to be shareholders in any company because now the government is involved. But as we started looking at this event 201, and which led us to Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030, this is the plan to bring private industry and governments and banking and technology all together under one umbrella.
Okay, let me kind of clarify this, and I'm no disrespect to Glenn, but this was an epiphany on his part, what he's just talking about here, an epiphany that we came to back when I first interviewed Rosa Corey back in 2010 and 11, and we started Agenda 21 Radio. And you know, this 2000 of this 201 planning process was for the COVID virus. This whole pandemic, which is called a clue that this whole pandemic was planned out years ago, and it was. It's part of the Agenda 21 plan. And this is their way to disassemble us as a nation, you know, with all the social isolation and stuff, putting masks on. You know, are they getting us ready for the Hajib or what? I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, if you think about it, you got to be thinking about these things because they are the bad actors also that are trying to destroy this country from within. And that's what they're doing. So, you know, this is a process for Glenn to understand all this. I can see that, and I can hear it, because I don't think he's totally understood this until just now, the significance. And that's not a slam. Most people don't, and I'm not slamming Glenn. I'm glad he's bringing this out. Better late than never. But the you know, I have to take some umbrage with this, because for years I took massive abuse from people, the wacko conspiracy theorist kind of guy. And I have to say, the records are straight now. I was right. All these years, I've been right. And guess what, folks? Here it is. It's right here, right now, right in front of your faces. And many of you are still in denial. You're still in denial about the circumstances around you. Your freedoms are being stripped away from you right in front of your faces by really a few people on the planet. And you're giving it up. And I can tell you, once you give it up, and I'm talking about you protesters that were out on the beach, on Newport Beach and Huntington Beach out here in California, once you give up your freedom to go to the beach, which you're free to do, by the way, no governor can tell you to not go. That's unconstitutional. He cannot do that. You need to stand in defiance and go to the beach. Do everything in the, you know, even now my local communities are asking the governor, hey, lighten up. Get rid of these restrictions. We don't need them, and we don't. That's why it's all caving in. We got to keep the cave going on. We got to keep this crushing pressure. The city of Orange yesterday, thousands of people turned out around the Civic Center there, the Circle. That's where I grew up, went to high school there. That was really happy to see that. Really happy to see my hometown stepping up like that. The question is, how many other hometowns in California and throughout the nation are going to start stepping up and realizing what's going on? This social isolation is destroying us. It's imprisoning us. And that's what they want. And at the right time, when we're weakened, they're going to crush us. That's what totalitarians do. Because, you know, you can't have people like us around. Because we know about freedom and liberty and independence, all that stuff. We know about our God-given rights. And oh, by the way, we believe in God. Shocking. Shocking.
For total control. Is that accurate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is fascism, public-private partnerships. That is fascism. That's when, you know, this is the deal, is that government wants what corporations have, which is the nimble ability to move freely and to keep everything hidden from the public. And of course, corporations want what government has, which is the power to compel and the power to tax and the power to raise that money and then use it as they will. So this is a perfect partnership made in hell for all of us, because you mm-hmm. are not going to have a voice in this. This is not representative government. This is, in fact, what Agenda 21 is. It's to transfer your power, your rights to representative government, to unelected boards and commissions.
You know, most people don't even know that just in the last few weeks, the Federal Reserve, now the banks, have become the largest landowners in the world. So who owns all of our houses and our land? Now the Federal Reserve does, with the United States government. And I don't think mm-hmm. some of these powers, the powers to surveil, the powers of drones, the powers to track our every move. You even say that the basic information of DNA is going to be taken from us, or that's what they would like to do during this coronavirus scare or pandemic.
Yeah, we'll I'll explain that to you, what they've been doing about that in certain companies in Indonesia and the Bay Area that are scooping up all your genetic information of every human on the planet. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
We're going to rejoin this video clip. This is Glenn Beck talking to Rosa Corian. It's pretty obvious to me that now we're in 2020, and Glenn, I think, first became aware of this in 2011, but never really covered it, never really took it to heart about the full impact of Agenda 21, regionalism, and that sort of thing. We've been taking this on for years, of course, fighting it, and here we are, right in the middle of it. Right, people are getting really ticked around the world, as they should. And we as Americans are starting to rise up. And I'm glad that Glenn is now starting to promote this or talk about it. We're going to go back to this, Rosa Corey talking about regionalism, government interference, and so on. Here we go.
Weeks, the Federal Reserve now, the banks, have become the largest landowners in the world. So who owns all of our houses and our land now? The Federal Reserve does, with the United States government. And I don't think mm-hmm. some of these powers, the powers to surveil, the powers of drones, the powers to track our every move. You even say that our, the basic information of DNA is going to be taken from us, or that, that's what they would like to do during this coronavirus scare or pandemic, because the total control that they want is necessary to have all of that information, and they won't give it back.
Yeah, that's right. This Agenda 21 is about transferring data, technology, and money from the developed nations into the lesser developed nations. So that's, you know, this is what we're seeing now in this, you know, total collapse, right? It's mainly a collapse of the developed nations. So, yeah, the surveillance element of it is totally right in there with Agenda 21. This is about, this is what SMART is. You know, you'll see that as part of sustainable development is sustainability, monitoring, assessing, rating, and tracking. So in order to control everything, they have to know what everything is, right? So that's the way the plan works. And so in order to do this, you have to sort of standardize everything. That's what globalization is, the standardization of all systems. So how so they can be centrally controlled, you have to standardize them all.
Doesn't this go against, though, I mean, have they counted the American people out? I mean, other countries might be okay with this, but this is the kind of stuff that they did with the EU, and the EU is almost on fire now. America is
what Glenn doesn't understand here, and I'm going to, you know, I'm not insulting Glenn. I'm glad he's doing what he's doing, please. But this has been a process, and I'm going to interject here, because you can see Glenn's probably no different than most Americans that are seeing things unfold for the first time. And if you can put it in context historically, that this has been going on and permeating our local communities, then you'll have a better understanding the magnitude of this and why it needs to be on you and 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 you as individuals to stand up for your constitutional rights. It's all in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights, guys. And it's all yours because God gave you those rights. And you have to claim them now to stand up to the tyranny. And the tyranny is in the fear that they've created from a false flag. The coronavirus is bad. I had it. I was sick. Very sick. I get that. But, you know, in terms of the large numbers that they say that we're going to have, never showed up. Didn't happen. And in fact, we're finding out it's probably no worse than any of our flus that we normally get. Now, we live through that all the time. We live through a series of flu epidemics every year. That's no different than this one. Oh, but it's got this and it's got that. They're throwing out. In other words, they're trying to shape the narrative of your fear. And the only thing that's going to stop that is to get out and demand you live your lives. Take back your constitutional God-given rights. And right now you're giving them up. And you're listening to a thug. A thug as a governor in California. Who's trying to bully you and thug you into getting away from the beaches of all places? Hey, listen, you guys out at the Wedge, go over the falls. Please, we need you to. We need you, the spectators, to go out to the Wedge and watch these guys do these crazy things. And go to the beach, enjoy yourselves. Skateboard. Bust your buns. Protest. Organize your own local community protest. Stand on the street corner by yourself if you want. You can do that with an American flag or New California State flag and protest. You want your rights back. And don't wear a face mask. We are not an Islamic country.
Already pushing back on just the little controls that these states have taken, you know, while Texas is the most compliant in the nation, it also is on the edge of back off, I've had enough. Other states are already starting to rise up. Is the have they misjudged the American people, or are we too much of sheep?
Well, you know, I certainly hope they've misjudged us, and that remains to be seen. But I think what's really important to know, Glenn, is that, you know, with USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, that's economic integration of North America. And I'm not making that up. You can go and read it in there.
No, I know.
And this is, you know, so this is what sustainable development is. It's not really about recycling. It's about social equity. And you have to remember that global crisis requires a global response, and that justifies global governance. So this is, you know, sort of, yes, the American people are, I hope, going to do something. Hey, you know, this is probably an experiment to see how long we're going to actually be able to be controlled like this. Is it 25 days, 30 days, 40 days before we get out in the streets and say, absolutely not?
Absolutely not. I say it, and you should be saying it too. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, this is the time to stand up and step up and be out there and be counted. Not to be hiding in the corner. Not to be given fear-mongering edicts by a runaway government. Listen, there's going to be a price to pay by local elected officials for their totalitarian mindset, and siding with the totalitarians. Now, these regional organizations, they've been good to everybody. They've been paying money. But, of course, they're paying for destroying your constitutional rights. They're using money to lock you up. Unelected board members in regional governance controls everything pretty much in California now. Your local elected officials are meaningless. And it's all been by design. Regionalism. One of the biggest evils of Agenda 21. And one of the biggest evils of modern mankind. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, I'm going to do something I normally wouldn't do at this time because I want you to hear de Blasio, the New York mayor, who he is a communist. He's an admitted communist as the governor of New York. And again, a governor of New York City. And again, keep in mind the fraudulent election system, from what I understand, that got him in, right? So, you know, we just don't normally elect communists. You know, they've got to be helped in. That's, you know, remember, it's who counts the ballots that counts, right? So here we go. I'm going to listen to some of this BS coming from him.
What is done to keep showing that the subways are being cleaned regularly and that there's a real sensitivity to the health realities? You know, and I think people just having a sense that when they weigh the options, it's the one that makes sense for them in their lives. New Yorkers are very resilient. And I think at first, even some of them might be...
Okay, now this is managing the crisis, right? Create the crisis, respond to the crisis, manage the crisis, right? Shocking, shocking. That's what we're doing here. We're managing the crisis. So he's on the air, and you've got all the, you know, every liberal hack, basically, as a governor or local official, is on the air all the time telling you that you need to do this and you need to do that. And blah, blah, blah. We got a problem. Really? The data doesn't show that you have a problem. And by the way, all those deaths in New York State, in New York City in particular, there is no proof that they're all coronavirus related. They got a problem with their data, but that's okay. They know people died. It must be the coronavirus that caused the death. That's the logic they're using here. They've got to keep this virus thing. They sprung it out on the public, and they got to keep it going. Keep it going. Keep the crisis going. Keep you in fear. That's what they're doing. No fear for you. I think that's when I'm going to make a t-shirt. No fear for you. And no fear for me. No coronavirus. Shocking. Shocking. I'm sorry. I'm daydreaming here about a t-shirt that might have that comment on there. Or a mug or something like that. No fear for you. And no fear for me. I guess I'm going to say, be selfish. No fear for me and no fear for you. That's what I think I'm going to do. I'm just saying, I think that's a pretty good idea, actually. Where do I come up with these ideas? You know, it comes up actually from you guys more than anything else. So I want to thank Rosa Corey for getting back out there. She's been kind of not on the scene for a number of years. And, you know, the thing is that a lot of these people, like myself even, and a lot of people around us in New California State movement, they see the problem. And we're always running, we see the problem and we identify it and we understand it, we get it. It's like right there for us. And yet other people don't necessarily see it. They really don't. They really don't. But it's there. It's there. I want to show you something, or we're going to play something here for the next several minutes, and about somebody who really saw it there and made a speech one time. It's kind of interesting if I can get this whole thing to shockingly come up and play. I always like it when the things don't play for you, right? See if we can get into this here. This is Ronald Reagan addressing Parliament. And I want you to pay attention to this now from the Reagan Library.
To the Palace of Westminster, the President of my mother's country, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. President Reagan.
No, there's no teleprompter in this speech, by the way. No teleprompter. 1982, he's making this presentation.
Thank you very much.
My Lord Chancellor, Mr. Speaker, the journey of which this visit forms a part is a long one. Already it has taken me to two great cities of the West, Rome and Paris, and to the economic summit at Versailles. And there, once again, our sister democracies have proved that even in a time of severe economic strain, free peoples can work together freely and voluntarily to address problems as serious as inflation, unemployment, trade, and economic development in a spirit of cooperation and solidarity. Other milestones lie ahead. Later this week in Germany, we and our NATO allies will discuss measures for our joint defense and America's latest initiatives for a more peaceful, secure world through arms reductions. Each stop of this trip is important, but among them all, this moment occupies a special place in my heart and in the hearts of my countrymen. A moment of kinship and homecoming in these hallowed halls. Speaking for all Americans, I want to say how very much at home we feel in your house. Every American would, because this is, as we have been so eloquently told, one of democracy's shrines. Here, the rights of free people and the processes of representation have been debated and refined. It has been said that an institution is the lengthening shadow of a man. This institution is the lengthening shadow of all the men and women who have sat here and all those who have voted to send representatives here. This is my second visit to Great Britain as President of the United States. My first opportunity to stand on British soil occurred almost a year and a half ago when your Prime Minister graciously hosted a diplomatic dinner at the British Embassy in Washington. Mrs. Thatcher said then that she hoped I was not distressed to find staring down at me from the grand staircase a portrait of His Royal Majesty, King George III. She suggested it was best to let bygones be bygones, and in view of our two countries' remarkable friendship in succeeding years, she added that most Englishmen today would agree with Thomas Jefferson that, quote, a little rebellion now and then is a very good thing, unquote. Well, from here, I will go on to Bonn and then Berlin, where there stands a grim symbol of power untamed, the Berlin Wall. That dreadful gray gash across the city is in its third decade. It is the fitting signature of the regime that built it. And a few hundred kilometers behind the Berlin Wall, there is another symbol. In the center of Warsaw, there is a sign that notes the distances to two capitals. In one direction, it points toward Moscow. In the other, it points toward Brussels, headquarters of Western Europe's tangible unity. The marker says that the distances from Warsaw to Moscow and Warsaw to Brussels are equal. The sign makes this point. Poland is not east or west. Poland is at the center of European civilization. It has contributed mightily to that civilization. It is doing so today by being magnificently unreconciled to oppression. Poland's struggle to be Poland and to secure the basic rights we often take for granted demonstrates why we dare not take those rights for granted. Gladstone, defending the Reform Bill of 1866, declared, "You cannot fight against the future. Time is on our side." It was easier to believe in the march of democracy in Gladstone's day, in that high noon of Victorian optimism. We're approaching the end of a bloody century plagued by a terrible political invention, totalitarianism. Optimism comes less easily today, not because democracy is less vigorous, but because democracy's enemies have refined their instruments of repression. Yet optimism is in order, because day by day, democracy is proving itself to be a not at all fragile flower. From Stettin on the Baltic to Varna on the Black Sea, the regimes planted by totalitarianism have had more than 30 years to establish their legitimacy. But none, not one regime, has yet been able to risk free elections. Regimes planted by bayonets do not take root. The strength of the Solidarity movement in Poland demonstrates the truth told in an underground joke in the Soviet Union. It is that the Soviet Union would remain a one-party nation even if an opposition party were permitted, because everyone would join the opposition party. America's time as a player on the stage of world history has been brief. I think understanding this fact has always made you patient with your younger cousins. Well, not always patient. I do recall that on one occasion, Sir Winston Churchill said in exasperation about one of our most distinguished diplomats, "He is the only case I know of a bull who carries his china shop with him." But witty as Sir Winston was, he also had that special attribute of great statesmen, the gift of vision, the willingness to see the future based on the experience of the past. It is this sense of history, this understanding of the past, that I want to talk with you about today. For it is in remembering what we share of the past that our two nations can make common cause for the future. We have not inherited an easy world. If developments like the Industrial Revolution, which began here in England, and the gifts of science and technology have made life much easier for us, they have also made it more dangerous. There are threats now to our freedom, indeed to our very existence, that other generations could never even have imagined. There is first the threat of global war. No president, no Congress, no prime minister, no parliament can spend a day entirely free of this threat. And I don't have to tell you that in today's world, the existence of nuclear weapons could mean, if not the extinction of mankind, then surely the end of civilization as we know it. That's why negotiations on intermediate-range nuclear forces now underway in Europe, and the START talks, Strategic Arms Reduction talks, which will begin later this month, are not just critical to American or Western policy, they are critical to mankind. Our commitment to early success in these negotiations is firm and unshakable, and our purpose is clear: reducing the risk of war by reducing the means of waging war on both sides. At the same time, there is a threat posed to human freedom by the enormous power of the modern state. History teaches the dangers of government that overreaches, political control taking precedence over free economic growth, secret police, mindless bureaucracy, all combining to stifle individual excellence and personal freedom. Now, I'm aware that among us here and throughout Europe, there is legitimate disagreement over the extent to which the public sector should play a role in a nation's economy and life.
Well, we got to run for time. Good words from Ronald Reagan, huh? Totalitarianism, right in your backyard, ladies and gentlemen. That was 1982. This is 2020. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans. Stand up for your rights.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.